If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a special episode of the Late Night with Seth Meyers podcast. This weekend, Seth Meyers will host Saturday Night Live for the first time since departing the show in 2014. This week, we'll be bringing you special podcast episodes focusing on SNL. Today, you'll hear some comedy selections from Late Night with Seth Meyers featuring Seth's friends from SNL like Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig, and Amy Poehler.
Former FBI Director James Comey this weekend tweeted, quote, "Democrats, please, please don't lose your minds and rush to the socialist left. This president and his Republican Party are counting on you to do exactly that. America's great middle wants sensible, balanced, and ethical leadership." A surprising bit of unsolicited advice from Comey that brings us to a segment we call Really with Seth and Amy. Really? Really, James Comey? You want to weigh in on things when there's an election coming up? You feel like that's gone well for you in the past? That's like Michael Jordan saying, "I think I'm gonna take another shot at baseball." I mean, really?
Really, James Comey? You're worried the Democrats are gonna move too far to the left? Really? I don't know if you remember, but we were just about to have a nice, boring, moderate Democrat for a president until you decided to open your mouth the week before the election, you big dumb scarecrow.
Really?
And as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats can vote for a bong in the shape of Che Guevara, and you got nothing to say about it. Really?
Really? And really? You're telling Democrats not to lose their minds? I don't know if you've noticed, but the party in power is locking babies in cages. The president talks about Vladimir Putin the way Jay-Z talks about Beyonce. And the White House has more employee turnover than a Dairy Queen in September. Really?
Really?
I'll take your political advice as soon as I'm done with my Jeffrey Dahmer cookbook and my Harvey Weinstein fitness tapes.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? And look, okay, James, I get it. You feel guilty and you don't want history to remember you as the guy who opened the door for the death of democracy. I don't blame you. Really. But the idea of you playing advisor to the Democratic Party is kind of like the iceberg trying to join the crew of the Titanic.
Really?
Really.
And don't tell us what Republicans are counting on Democrats to do. During the election, they were counting on you to go on TV more than Steve Harvey, and you did. Really?
Really? And, you know, I just want to go off topic for a second. There was a guy the other day. I'm walking down the street, and a guy comes down, pickup truck. I'm at a stop sign. He doesn't see me. He's not slowing down. He slows down at the stop sign. I go to cross, and he goes, "Come on, come on, come on, come on." And I said, "No, you stay. And he goes, "Come on, come on, come on." I go, no, you stay.
Wait, what does that have to do with James Comey?
It's the same thing. Just a couple of dudes who only care about themselves. They need to shut up, sit down, take a nap, and get a life.
This has been Really with Seth and Amy.
Next, Seth and Kristen Wiig.
So, Kristen, we have been friends for a very long time.
We have.
And sometimes when you have such a long and close relationship with someone, there are moments when feelings get hurt.
It's true. And you don't always have time to stop and say you're sorry.
So I thought with the time we have together right now, we would make amends for any past indiscretions we've committed against one another in a segment we are calling Seth and Kristen Clear the Air. I will start. Kristen?
Yes, Seth?
I am sorry for not responding to your recent email right away. It took me a couple of days because I was on vacation.
Seth, you are forgiven. My turn. Seth?
Yes, Kristen?
I'm sorry because even though I have known you for 10 years, I always thought your last name was spelled M-I-Y-E-R-R-H-Z-Z-Z. And also, I didn't know that your first name is Seth.
What did you think my name was?
Beth. Do you forgive me?
Kristen, you are forgiven. My turn. Kristen?
Yes, Seth.
I am sorry for canceling dinner last minute this week. My son got sick and he was having trouble getting to sleep. I know we planned it for a while, and I am sorry.
Seth, you are forgiven. My turn. Seth?
Yes, Kristen?
I'm sorry for the time I sold your name to a Japanese energy drink that claims to cure male impotence. I had no reason to do this. I just wanted to see if I could pull it off.
Okay.
If you ever go to Japan, you will be known as Impotenso Otoku.
Kristen.
It means impotence man.
I get it.
Do you forgive me?
Kristen, you are forgiven.
Your turn, Seth.
Kristen?
Yes, Seth.
I am sorry about that time I was over at your house and I didn't use a coaster while we had drinks. Do you forgive me?
The coasters were right there.
I know.
This is a tough one for me.
I'm apologizing for it.
Seth Meyers, you are forgiven.
Your turn, Kristen.
Seth?
Yes, Kristen?
I'm sorry for secretly dosing you with LSD. I thought sending you on a psychedelic journey would be really funny.
It wasn't funny. My son's face transformed into Larry King's face. Do you think that's funny?
I think that's very funny. A baby with old man face wearing suspenders. I actually don't think there's anything funnier.
Well, I was terrified.
Okay, well, I did it as a prank, but maybe you didn't see it like that. Everyone thinks it's funny. I've done this to hundreds of my friends.
Are you even asking for my forgiveness?
Yeah.
Kristen, you are forgiven.
Your turn, Seth.
Kristen?
Yes, Seth. Wait, I'm sorry. Are you going to apologize for the time you broke into my dressing room at SNL and stole my favorite headphones?
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah? Then why do you have those white headphones that look exactly like mine?
Those are Apple headphones. Everyone has those.
Oh, how convenient, Seth.
Isn't it possible you just lost them?
It is 100% impossible.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Seth, you are forgiven. But I will see you in headphone court, and that is a real thing.
Kristen, it's your turn.
Seth.
Yes, Kristen?
I'm sorry for the time I squirted you in the face with a water gun.
Wait, I don't think you ever squirted me in the face with a... Why did you just do that?
The coasters were right next to the glasses.
They were on the table.
You're right. And I did steal your headphones.
I knew it.
Do you forgive me?
Seth, you are forgiven. I love you, Seth.
I love you too, Kristen. This has been Seth and Kristen.
Next, Seth and Will Ferrell.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's such a pleasure to see you.
Oh, well, but before I go, do you mind if I give a quick shout out?
Yeah, of course. Sure. Yeah, please, go for it.
I want to give a shout out to my agent, Eric Goldman. Eric, if you're watching, you know what you did, you son of a bitch. You screwed me. You Shanghai'd me. I was DiCaprio. You were the bear, and you left me in the woods for dead. Well, guess what? Now I'm the bear, and I'm coming for you. And I won't stop chewing on your head until I get my $127.38 back.
Sorry, what did Eric do?
I paid for lunch once, and he never paid me back.
Okay, well, anyway, it's so good to have you on the show.
Can I just give another shout-out? I want to give a quick shout-out to Enrique Velasquez, who works at the Best Buy on Wilshire Boulevard. Enrique, I'm very sorry about the way I treated you the other day. When I asked you where you guys keep the Blu-ray for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner, and you said, we don't have that in stock, I should not have slapped you right in the mouth as hard as I could. Enrique, I want you to look at me. I was wrong. And I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Enrique, please forgive me. Absolve me of my sins. Cleanse me, sweet Enrique, and bathe me in the healing waters of your mercy.
Wow. That was a lot for a shout out, Will.
Can I give another shout out? To all the employees at the AutoZone at 4798 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, I salute you for your service. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Fantastic.
Yeah. Can I just give him another shout out?
If you need to, yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to a lovely lady from the Royal House of Windsor, Queen Elizabeth II. Queen, three words. You are sexy. You're the very embodiment of red-hot passion. And I would like to invite you to a lovemaking session that will rock your world. And I want those guards of yours with those hats to watch as we knock boots. And their expressions will change. To this, and this, and probably this. If you want to get in touch, my email address is queenlover@ashleymadison.com.
Well, thank you again so much.
Seth, may I please just give one more shout-out?
Yeah, go for it. Give a shout-out.
This one is to Richard Dreyfuss.
The actor. The actor Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Okay.
Richard, you know what unspeakable acts you've committed against me and my family. My family! My family, Richard! My team has zeroed in on your location. There are drones above your head right now and ready to take you out. Make no mistake, I am strong in my resolve to eliminate you.
Will, what did Richard Dreyfuss, what could he have possibly done to you?
He refuses to make pretty women too.
Richard Dreyfuss, do you mean Richard Gere?
No, this is a screw-up. This is a big screw-up. Oh, yeah, 1,000 apologies, Richard Dreyfuss. What have I done? Seth, he's going to need a bigger boat to escape my drones.
Okay.
But as for you, Richard Greer, we're not through. Your Buddha won't protect you from a missile.
Will Ferrell, everybody, check out.
It's Richard Greer, not Greer.
It's not Greer.
Yeah, it's not Greer.
Either one, though.
Either one.
Next, Seth with Fred Armisen.
So, Fred,
It's been great having you here this week.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And along with being our band leader, we have been friends for a very long time.
We have.
And sometimes when you have such a long and close relationship with someone, there are moments when feelings get hurt.
That's true, and you don't always have time to stop and say you're sorry.
So I thought with the time we have together right now, we would make amends for any past indiscretions we've committed against one another in a segment we're calling
Seth and Fred Clear the Air.
I will start. Fred?
Yes, Seth?
I am sorry that things have been so busy this week that we didn't get to go out to dinner, even though I said we would. Do you forgive me?
I hear you. I understand. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm insulted. But, Seth, you are forgiven. Okay, my turn. Seth?
Yes, Fred?
Seth, I'm sorry that instead of babysitting your newborn son, Ash, and taking Frisbee to the dog park, I babysat Frisbee and took Ash to the dog park.
That was bad.
That was very, very bad. Also, I didn't tell you I took Ash to the vet, okay? So, everything's fine. He has worms. Probably contracted from that Pomeranian he was playing with at the dog park.
My baby has worms?
It's fine, okay? We're gonna get him on some new kibble and it's gonna be fine, okay? Do you forgive me?
Fred, you are forgiven. My turn. Fred?
Yes, Seth?
I am sorry that when I was in LA last month, I didn't give you a call. I was only there for 2 days.
Wow. I actually wish you wouldn't have told me this.
I was in town real fast for a wedding,
you just give me a second to process this? You know, you caught me completely off guard, Seth.
I didn't think you would take this so hard.
Well, you need to back off and give people the space they need to deal.
Okay. You can take all the time you need.
You're forgiven. My turn. Seth?
Yes, Fred.
Sometimes I just feel like, and it's not really a feeling. It's a sense. And I get this sense, that there is an underlying, it's not me. It's not just me, you know? And it's just the way that, it's how one would, I think everyone, it's not the chewing, you know, it's bigger than that. It's like, overall, I'm trying to say, I don't know, but I do know. And I want to know. I really do, you know what I mean?
No.
You see, this is what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll try to be better.
I guess that's all you can do. Seth, you are forgiven.
Fred?
Yes, Seth?
A little while back, when we were both at SNL, you asked me for help on a
sketch.
Oh,
Seth, I don't think it's your turn.
No, it's my turn.
Didn't you just go?
No, you just went on that really long one.
No, I went on a really long one, and then you went, and now it's my turn.
No, that's not what happened.
I disagree. I just really disagree, man.
Well, I'm sorry about this misunderstanding.
Well, Seth? You are forgiven.
Oh, well, I feel like I didn't get one.
My turn. Seth?
Yes, Fred?
Seth, I am really sorry for that time that I broke into your apartment and I trashed everything. I set all your books on fire and stole your TV.
Oh, Fred, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, my apartment's fine.
Oh, who did I do that to then?
I don't know.
You're right. It wasn't you. It was Angela Lansbury.
The woman from Murder, She Wrote?
Yes, and Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, she is so great.
She's great. An American treasure. Anyway, do you forgive me for burning down her apartment?
Oh, I don't know if it's my place.
It is your place. So, do you forgive me?
Sure, Fred. You're forgiven. My turn.
Seth, stop. There's an elephant in the room here.
Okay.
And I don't think it's that big of a secret that I haven't been here as much as I would have liked.
Oh, Fred, it's okay. Really?
No. Not really. I want to apologize. And I want to tell you that I am here now. I am present. I'm not going anywhere. And this, I've been expecting this. I am so sorry.
That's fine.
Hey, I'm not really doing anything right now. A Denny's commercial? Okay. It pays little money? Okay, that's... Where do I travel? Omaha. Okay. When do I go? Tonight. Now. Okay, wow. Thank you very much. Very exciting. Okay. I'll be there very soon. Oh, Seth. That was my uncle. I got some very, very sad news, and I really have to go.
Fred, I was here for the entire call. You were lying to my face.
And I apologize for that. Do you forgive me?
Fred, you are forgiven. And even though you're not always around, Fred, I am so happy that you have been here this week. Never mind. This has been Seth and Fred, Clear the Air. Hello, and welcome to Second Chance Theater, where we give new life to sketches that were cut from Saturday Night Live. Some are cut unfairly, and some, like tonight's, were cut for cause. This evening, we present you with the story of Graham, an inebriated coworker who is about to embark on a magnificent journey, a journey on which he yearns for someone, anyone, to come with. We now present the sketch Wanna Come With, featuring the Second Chance Players, special guests Kenan Thompson and Greta Gerwig, and starring Andy Samberg's hair from 2006. Enjoy.
Mr. Harris, this has been so much fun. I can't believe it's already 9:30.
Please, Mary, we're not in the office. Call me Dennis. I just figured we could use a break and get a few drinks.
Uh-oh. Cool boss alert.
Hey, I'd like to propose a toast to the sales team here at Dunhill Marketing. You guys are doing a bang-up job.
Oh. Yeah, here. Oh, man. So, I said, I think I'm gonna hit the head. Anyone want to come with?
No. No, I'm good, thanks.
Right on, I'll wait.
Seriously, though, when was the last time we all went out together?
I don't know, like forever.
It seems like it, right?
Oh, man, for real. I'm super fit. I think I'm gonna hit the head. You know, I'm gonna come with?
No, thank you.
No, we're good.
No.
That's cool. I'll just hang here.
Yeah, so anyways, Douglas, when are you gonna finally move into your new place?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still waiting on the paperwork to go through, but I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's so great, Douglas. You worked so hard for that.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Yeah, right on, Douglas. Hey, Douglas! Just think about hitting the head. You want to come with?
No, I'm good, Graham.
All right on. I'm so effed up right now anyways. Just let me know when you want to go.
Yeah, I don't have to go.
All right on. You should come with, though.
No.
Right on. I'll just wait till you're ready.
Yeah. Hey, Randy. That shirt's really great, man. Where'd you get it?
Oh, at Structure.
Yeah, it does look really good on you.
I know, right?
Hey, Randy, that shirt's good. I'm gonna hit the head. You wanna come with?
No, I'm okay, Graham.
I get that. I'm so super swervy right now. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go grab another drink. Anyone need anything?
Mr. Harris!
Are you gonna hit the head?
No, I'm gonna get a drink.
And then hit the head?
No.
That's cool. Hey, that reminds me, I'm gonna hit the head. You wanna come with?
Just said no.
Ah, thought you said, you don't know.
Nope. I said no.
Oh. So you wanna come with?
No.
Yeah. Great. Bye. Have a great song, you Lori. kind of feel like the sketch was just getting some momentum, but see you around. Anyways, right on. So, Sid.
You know, every time we go out after work, Graham gets so drunk.
He's not that drunk.
So, Sid, need to hit the head.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan's here.
Susan, you're here. I'm gonna hit the head and come with.
No, I just got here.
I know, I'm so hammered. This place is crazy. You should come with.
Graham, get off her. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
I hear that. This place is off the chain. I'm so plastered right now. Hey, Randy, you know where the head is? I was thinking about heading it up.
Yeah, I think it's upstairs, Graham.
Oh, cool. You want to come with?
No.
So hammered. Hey, Mike, you want to come with?
Not even at all.
Yeah, that's cool. Susan, you want to come with?
No.
Douglas, you want to come with?
Seriously, stop.
Okay. You want to come with, though?
My God, Graham, stop it. No one wants to go to the bathroom with you.
So you don't want to come with?
No, just go by yourself.
You want to come with, though?
No.
So, no one wants to come with?
No.
No.
So wasted. Come with?
No.
No.
That's cool. Come with?
No.
Oh. Hey. I didn't see you there. I'm gonna hit the hat. You wanna come with? Ah, that's cool. But you wanna come with though? Okay, cool. I'll just meet you there. Just so is it. Ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Wanna Come With, Andy Samberg.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.